In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, we celebrate National Coming Out Day! To honor the day, we share our insights on coming out and also provide some terminology that will give you life. Hey, Mr. DJ, play that Janet Jackson song as COL 334 starts now.
Show number six.
It's October 11th, 2015. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, episode number of indeterminate, scratch that, reverse it. Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 334, and happy National Coming Out Day!
Woo! Come in! Ow!
What the hell was that?
Wow. I'm coming out, Diana Ross,
so you better get this body started.
That's, anyway.
My favorite version of that is sung by the beautifully voiced Shirley Bassey.
Yes.
Ah, I love that version. You don't know how much I love it. Anyways, should we just go right into this?
Sure.
So earlier today, I recorded this great podcast. You should listen to it. That's about it.
Is this when we're going to reveal that we're starting a new sub show podcast called Cocksuckers United?
Yes.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. We were going to not talk about that, were we?
Well, too late now.
What?
Anyways, I got nothing.
Do you know how many disappointed listeners there are going to be now?
Cocksuckers.
Okay,
United?
you're not playing along, Damon. Go. Anyways,
no.
what's been going on with you?
Don't you see the blonde somewhere in this hair?
In that black hair.
Right, bliss is black hair. Anyway, no. Actually, one of the things I didn't mention, cold snaps really suck. It's really been cold. It was nice over the weekend last weekend, and then on Monday or Tuesday, suddenly the weather decided to do this 180, and it was freezing. Like, not quite freezing, but low temperatures all week long, which added to the issues I've been having because of the fall with allergies and stuff. So I was a big bundle of snot for most of the week. I'm just now getting over it. Like, I still have some congestion, but not nearly as much. But it was the friends I was staying with have a cat last week. Jim has a cat now. So it's been like, those are kind of been things I've been dealing with. And now on top of it, oh, then the cold snap and all of a sudden snot, like right here in the face.
So you're bragging about this cold snap, but you're having fall issues.
Yep.
Okay. I hate you for the cold snap. I pity you for the allergies.
Yeah.
Although I have a little bit of allergies, so. But I wish we would have a cold snap here. Cloudy Austin. Maybe cloudy, but it ain't cold.
It's cold in comparison. It's cooler. No. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's cool. I can wear long pants into work where it's freezing, and not like be like sweating like a pig. But you know, and it's getting down to temperatures where I can like open the window at night and the air conditioner doesn't go on. So there's that. But I'm from Minnesota.
Mm.
Just saying. Anyways, moving on. You were saying.
Gary.
Yes.
Your turn.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I was a little distracted. And no, it wasn't Tumblr, bitches.
Kill surprise.
Dig gasp.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Fall is here, as we were just discussing.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of happy about it this time around.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I like that the weather has broken and it's not really hot. I'm not super happy about wearing jeans. I got really comfy with wearing shorts. But these like 54 degree days.
Oh, yeah.
Feel cold, which it's so funny. I keep seeing on Facebook, people are like, you know, 50 degrees in the fall, people are all bundled up. 50 degrees in March or April, and people are running around in tank tops and shorts.
True.
Because it's been winter. It's called relative
temperature.
Right. So, yeah, fall is here, and I'm very content with that. Apple cider is freshly pressed locally.
At least it's not pumpkin juice.
Ain't that true? Fuck PSL. So it's been good and it's been nice. And then I also wanted to talk about something that happened a couple weeks ago, because to catch the listeners up, pull back the curtain moment. We had a couple of on the road shows from Cincinnati, and then we sort of took another week or two off because I went on a vacation and yada yada. So consequently, 3 weeks ago now, I went to a kilt-themed bar outing.
Huh.
And it was lots of fun, and I bought a kilt.
Yay!
Yay!
It's being custom created for size and dimension, and some stuff that I wanted very specific.
And a girl in the tails are sized and dimension except to her tailor.
Exactly. Ain't that the truth? So I'm looking forward to it arriving, hopefully at the end of this month in October, and I will probably have it to wear at Indianapolis.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. So, and then I'll talk more about that later. But it's funny because I arrive at the bar. It's a hosted theme. There's a business. That's how I ended up getting the one that I purchased. They have different kinds. There's the cargo version, which is most of us probably call it utilikilt style. And then they also have the tartan or more traditional style, the plaid kind of design in that. So they have different cuts, designs, styles, that kind of thing. And all these people are like, you have to get a kilt. And I'm like, not even in the bar 5 minutes. And I'm like, really? And part of me is like, some of y'all already seen my dick when I go naked at the pool at the campground, so what the big deal? So anyways,
well, they're just like, whatever, just go, just get one, do it, peer pressure, buy one, buy
buy it, you will participate in commerce.
If anybody wants to, they're welcome to purchase a kilt and I will do a video.
Right. So anyways, I did end up purchasing one, and I am trying all of my wily ways to lure them to be a vendor at my event next year. We'll see how that goes. But it was fun, and it was nice to see all these guys. And yeah, there's a lot of heightened sexuality about it, but I don't know. It was just like a good camaraderie kind of get together and an event and fun and discussion and different stuff like that. And of course, everybody's talking about people going commando and blah, blah,
regimental,
blah.
Dear, regimental.
Whatever. tomato, tomato. Anyway, free balling, call it what you will. So it was a lot of fun. And someone had said something to me about, they were surprised I didn't already have one. And I said, I guess I never really thought about having one. And to be fair, the company that I'm getting it through, these are not I want to say luxury or high-end kilts. They're not cheap. They're well-made. They're very nice. But if you want a really good kilt, you're going to drop some serious coin. It's like buying leather.
Oh, yeah.
So
started on a leather kilt at that.
Oh, I know. Well, and they make them too. So they're very reasonable in my estimation. So that's why I decided to get one. I think that's kind of where it comes from. Just like I don't own a leather harness. Like I never really thought about having one. And I guess if I was going to get one again, champagne taste, beer draft budget. I, you know, don't drop that much coin for specific things unless I'm going to get it and get it done right, I guess the way I think of it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I look at those type of things. So I highly endorse, if you're interested, go get yourself a kilt. and then when your local bar has a theme event, whether it's sponsored by a business or a club, social group or whatever, or it happens to be, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day or, you know, something that might possibly relate to that or Halloween.
Or hell, just Thursday.
nice. just fucking Thursday, bitches. Yeah. Then you could possibly wear one out and about.
Out and about.
nice.
That's what's been going on. Well, no feedback this week.
No.
But you know what? You know what? I'm feeling some of this Ah, it's so nice. But let's go into this.
We'll get to that later.
It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
All right. So as we said at the top of the show, this particular episode is dedicated to a non-recognized international holiday. So for those of you that are not aware, because I'm old, today, Sunday, October 11th, is sometimes referred to as NCOD, which is an abbreviation that stands for National Coming Out Day. And the example that was given with Urban Dictionary, the statement is, I can't wait till NCOD so I can tell my family I'm gay.
You don't need to wait.
That's so true.
Sorry.
All right, so let's go into the talk about this. If we're going to say, if anything, just because we have a day doesn't mean you have to do it on that day. It's the only day of the year that you can come out. You can come out at any time. And we encourage it. But yeah, this is kind of it's more of an awareness day than a, oh my God, why do I have to wait 3 whole weeks to come out because National Coming Out Day is there? Or, okay, I figured out I'm gay. Oh, it's November 23rd. I have to wait a whole year to come out. No, that's not the case. Yeah, you don't have to wait. Come out anytime. This is just to celebrate it. Celebrate good times or your parents kicking you out. hopefully not the latter.
Wow. Anyway, I will say this. I think National Coming Out Day has diminished in importance and visibility because of the gains of equality, that people don't feel they have to wait for a very specific day.
Yeah. I think also it's one of those things where it's becoming a little bit more, I hate using the word mainstream, but I think it's becoming a little bit more accepting. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have nearly as many terrible stories as we used to have.
Yeah, I think that now more than ever, people are comfortable with being themselves, so they don't necessarily have to come out. Like it's a given. So like someone discovers that you're Jewish. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't have to make an announcement. You don't have to march in a parade. You don't have to carry a flag. You don't have to do all this type of stuff.
Exactly.
And so while we have made those, I guess, adjustments, we're all old enough to know the importance of it and to see it from that standpoint. So some people choose National Coming Out Day as a day to come out as necessary, meaning like maybe coming out to coworkers because they just don't know, or to like extended family, you know, second, third cousins or in-laws, like not your in-laws, but like like siblings in-laws, or I don't know. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, for me personally, I choose National Coming Out Day as my coming out day because I went away to college in August, struggled with it, and it was about the beginning of October when I decided to come to terms with it and accept it. And I wish still to this day that back in 92, I knew exactly when it was that it all came to a head, but I wasn't into journaling and I didn't write it down or any of that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know what? I'm going to take NCOD and make it my coming out day to make it easier on me to do the math. So that means it is now officially 23 motherfucking years.
Woo.
Woo.
Which means in 2 years, I will have been a quarter of a century out.
Nice.
Lord help us all. So,
I'm not going to make any more jokes.
Why start now? But no, in all seriousness, I think it's just important to a person if they make it important. And I'm actually welcoming of the fact that in another, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, the concept of coming out may be super diminished, and even the idea of remembering the day doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of those things that if it's important to you, it'll be – you'll remember it and you'll keep an idea about it. But it's – I would love it when it becomes this thing where it's not a thing, where it's no longer like – you don't have this huge pressing weight of shame and guilt and fear pressing on you to do it, where it's just, you know, oh, I'm gay. Okay. All right. You know, move right along. You know, what'd you have for lunch today? You know, it's just one of those things where it'll just sort of, it won't be the thing that defines your life in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like for, and I've mentioned it many, many times, on the course of this show, I am not out to my family yet. And it is actually something that Jim and I have been talking about because, you know, we're living together now. And he actually came out this year to his family. To his mom and dad. He's been out to his brother for a while, and I got to meet them. But he officially came out to his mom and dad this year before we moved in together. And, you know, they both took it okay, great, you know. But at the same time, it was like, to me, it was one of those, it was twofold. Like, they didn't know is one of the things that kind of pops in my head. But at the same time, there's that whole, it is a deal, but it wasn't a big deal to them, you know? It could have been something like, oh my God, you know, what's going on? But it never was. And there's a possibility that they already knew without knowing. So. Right.
No, that makes sense. And I'm glad to hear that's gone well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things are coming together that way. It's what I hope for everybody.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's lots of, I think this will diminish in the next decade or two, but I think there are lots of, you know, adults, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s and up, you know, that are still coming out, you know, making the decision, the determination to say to individuals that they care about and that they love, hey, there's this thing about me that you may not know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I suck dick.
Probably not that same verbiage.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know. You don't know what they're going to say. Lord knows. I mean, I think I've already told the story about what I said to my mother when I came out to her.
Well, if you haven't, go ahead and do it again, because I'm sure it's hilarious.
Well, it's actually mortifying to most people, but... I had been home for college. It was after my freshman year. I'd already come out to myself and my immediate friends at college. And my dad had figured it out. And he knew. And because he kind of, I don't want to say pressured me into admitting it and telling him. But I figured because even though my parents were divorced for a good number of years, they were pretty close to each other and that he had already told her. Mm-hmm. And so when I was home, I was visiting and I was talking to mom. And it was, you know, she was talking about, you know, your father and I have been talking about what you've been going through and this and that. So I took that meeting, they were talking about me being gay, not about my struggle with school and how I was flunking out and blah, blah, blah. Right. So you can see how that kind of didn't go the way I thought it would. Yeah. So I inadvertently to my mother said something about, well, how do you feel about that? And she's like, how do I feel about what? And I was like, about me being gay. And my mother just kind of gets real quiet and blinks and doesn't say anything. And that's what it all kind of
figured out. You're like, oh.
Right.
You had one of those comedy of error, like, moments of, like, classic TV. Like, I think I know what you're talking about, but you're not really talking about that. You're talking about something completely different. Oh.
So I turned around and I said to my mother, I said, when you said that you and Dad were talking to each other, isn't that what Dad was talking to you about? And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
Awkward.
Yeah. I'm gay and Dad knows. So, and I just kind of let that sink in, and then we talked some more and I circled back around to how do you feel about that? Because there's always been for decades and still to this day, this idea that mothers know.
Mm-hmm.
That most mothers are close enough to their children, especially to men, I think, to kind of just figure it out. Maybe never put a label on it, never say it or whatever, but they just deep down they kind of know. And that's what I was running with in this conversation with my mom. So I said, you know, how do you feel about that? And she had already revealed to me that she knew gay guys when she was going to nursing school, like, you know, in her college age years.
Male stereotypes. You know.
Right. Well, you know, they were involved in the theater scene, and that's how she learned about Andrew Lloyd Webber and Jesus Christ Superstar. And, you know, like, it's like, hello, Mom. Like, I was in chorus. I was in marching band. We went and saw, you know, Broadway shows all the time and ice skating shows. And I mean, like, could we be any more stereotype? So Mom said she wasn't sure how she felt about that. And I was like, oh. And then it took this very interesting turn. And she said, well. And then how does it – she phrased something about, I'm not sure if I believe you. And I was totally caught off guard by that comment. And I said, okay, why are you saying that? And she said, well, you just got done talking about how, like, you don't know what you're going to pursue for your life and that you're kind of mixed up about your major and, you know, you're not doing well in school. And so, like, she made a very understandably logical connection and conclusion about, hey – you're already mixed up in your life. You admitted that you've been going to counseling, like seeing a therapist, to get your life straightened out. What she wasn't understanding is actually the therapist was about me coming out to my parents, not about me flunking out of school and hating college.
Yeah.
So I kind of set her straight on that later. I don't think it was the same conversation, but. And so I was like, oh, all right. And then I thought about it for a second or two, and this is what coming out did to me. When I admitted my fabulosity and came out, I also unleashed the genie in my soul, which is the sassy bitch that everybody knows today. And without thinking, I said to my mother, looking her straight in the face, I said, well, Mom, I don't know what to tell you, but if there's anything I know to be true about me, it's that I'm gay. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to suck a dick in front of you to prove it.
Well.
Right.
Huh. I think I'll leave that out of
my conversation.
So
that's why I said earlier, David.
I think I'll leave that.
You just don't know what someone's going to say. Yeah. Probably want to leave that one out of your family discussion.
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
But yes,
yeah.
I literally said that. Said basically told my mother, I'm not going to give another man a blowjob in front of you to prove that I'm gay. That's just not happening. There are certain lines I draw, and that is one of them.
That's probably a pretty good line to draw, though.
So, yeah. And then things were interesting for a year or so. We never really had any issues. Neither of my parents and I ever kind of had a difficulty. I did find out later that I think in that year after I came out to my mom that she did discuss it with her mother, my grandmother, God rest her soul. And like, so her all the girls, because my mother, she's one of five and there are four girls and one boy. And so like all the girls knew. And then on my dad's side of the family, same thing. My grandmother knew and all the kids knew, but my grandfather didn't because he was is retired naval reserve. So there was like one distinct person or two distinct people kind of on each family case that we just didn't discuss it. And this was all outside of my control. That's something I want to say to people. Like if you're considering coming out, realize that once you say something to any person, and I don't care who the person is, it's like a secret. You've let that out there into the universe. And I'm not trying to scare you, but you have to recognize that it's beyond your control now. And so that's what happened with my families, was that they, you know, my mom discussed it and then they all kind of discussed it. And I never came out officially to either family, never said a word. But it's known and understood pretty much by everybody. I think my mother's brother does know, but we just don't discuss it. And I have a sneaking suspicion that my grandfather, who's alive, my dad's dad, knows, but we just don't discuss it. Mm. The questions about me and being with a girlfriend or a woman or any of that dropped years ago. And that's kind of my inkling that they know. And we just don't talk about it.
We just don't talk about it.
And my grandmother's very supportive. That's alive. You know, she asks and kind of makes comments. And I get the feeling she's at the stage and age. But she's approaching 90.
Mm.
She's like, what about 80, mid-80s? I think she's in this age where she wants to see that I'm happy with my life. And by that definition, well adjusted, settled, sharing my life possibly with someone. You know what I mean? Like kind of in that scope of things.
Yeah.
So it's been a very interesting process over all these years. And now it's so weird because I've been out more than I've been half of my life.
Hmm.
And then there are other people who are, you know, dealing and coming with that. Like I won't mention their names, but two of my very good friends in a couple – one of them says that pretty much he's been out since he came out of the womb. And the other one recently came out in the past like 2 years, 3 years.
Hmm.
And so it's this very interesting dynamic about how different their lives are, because one of them, family, friends, coworkers, everybody's known. And then the other one, it's been a recent revelation kind of thing. So they're making a relationship that's built in a different way, I think, than other people, because, you know, one's like, you know, everybody knows, who gives a shit. And the other one's like okay with it, but still like, you know, there are people that don't know, which is interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see. I know it'll be a conversation to be had, just because it's going to be a point where they're going to want to see the house, and I'm not going to be like, hey, sweetie, would you mind not staying at your home for a few hours while my family comes and visits? No, no. So it'll happen. It's just going to be a matter of figuring out when and how. So we'll see. We'll see.
Still in the process.
Still in the process. And I will keep everyone informed, I guess.
I would say this, Damon, this is just my gut reaction from the logical side. Them knowing before they come visit would probably be less stressful and less dramatic.
Oh yeah.
Because they don't live nearby. So I just have this vivid imagination where it's very uncomfortable and
awkward. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. When they show up and then you're like, hey, I know you're already here, but boom, like you
yeah. kind
of drop. By the way, I'm gay.
And this is my partner from 12 years, and we're living together.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's my main thing. There have been two things I wanted to do. I didn't want to do it over the phone or through a letter or anything. I didn't want to do it in person. And that's sort of the thing that's kind of making it more difficult. So we shall see. Granted, and I also don't want to do it on a holiday. I don't want to go home for Thanksgiving and be like, pass the peas, I'm gay. Here you go.
No. You don't come out after peas. You must choose a complex carb. It's a little bit more comforting.
Oh, okay. Got it. So mashed potatoes.
Wow. Okay. That joke totally did not fall the way I wanted it to.
Nice. Or comforting. Comfort food like mashed potatoes or...
Like mashed potatoes or mac and cheese or sweet potato casserole or, you know, something.
Yeah. Got it.
After pie.
At the end of dessert.
During dessert.
Are you good? There you go. Are you full? Are you happy?
Are you happy? Are you having a food coma? Okay. Just to let you know I'm gay. Good night. Yeah.
Good night.
Anyways,
why don't we get a fan taking effect yet?
Okay. Why don't we get into something a little different? So you come out. All of a sudden, there are 19 words that mean something completely different when you're a gay man.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, BuzzFeed, for giving us content. So we got a BuzzFeed article. It'll be linked in the post. Just go to cubsoutloud.com, find the episode 334 here, and you'll click the link. And it'll start off with an interesting... I don't even know who that is.
That's RuPaul.
Oh, that's
RuPaul Charles. That's him.
That is RuPaul Charles in a suit and glasses. That would be RuPaul Charles when it's not RuPaul, the drag queen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right. So
that's Charles.
The right. Number one.
So number one,
Damon. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Did you want Damon to start?
I was gonna let him take the first one if you wanted.
Go ahead.
Why am I taking the first one? Okay, fine. Work. What it usually means. Mental or physical activity as a means of earning income, employment. What it means to gay men. Oh, God. A congratulatory declaration of support, praise, or approval, usually yelled with passion. Nice. So work, 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 work. Those kind of thing. That kind of thing. Is that what you're looking for, Gary?
Yes. What did the queen say? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, made popular by RuPaul. Appropriated into pop culture by gay icon Britney Spears.
Because of her song, Work. All right.
Correct.
I don't know. I think RuPaul's song, Work, Turn to the Left, Work.
Yeah.
That was RuPaul, right?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Supermodel. Yes.
That I don't know. I think that started into pop culture a long time before Britney Spears, but that's just me. Anyway.
True.
Okay. So, Gary, who should go second?
Wow.
This is the Shade Show. Coming out of this.
It may have seemed to take a hiatus, kids, but the Shade is back.
See, here's the thing is, normally we go into the same cycle that we do the intro for the show. Me first, then Damon second, and then Gary third. And notice I say third, not last, because he's never last. He's just third. Got it? Oh, now.
I brought up the rear more than once.
Oh, ho, ho. let us keep going.
Gary, you go next.
I warned you to. I'm going to move today.
Continue the same cycle. Go. Gary, you take number two.
All right. Number two is high school. What it usually means, a school that typically comprises grades 9 through 12, attended after primary school or middle school. What it means to gay men. 4 long years of trying to enjoy making out with girls.
I disagree.
Hashtag story of my life.
I never actually made out with a girl.
Ditto. Mm. I think for some it can mean that way. But now, this is the thing. Like, one of the things I'm enjoying so much about life and the progressions and the equality, everything kind of growing and everything. This would have meant like you had to pretend, you were dating a girl and blah, blah, blah. But I've more than likely nowadays, you see people in not just high school, but like middle school and even elementary school, you know, coming out and accepting who they are and you know, maybe dealing with some more stigma earlier, but they don't have to deal with that potential drama of trying to pretend to be something you're not. So as much as I like this one's kind of okay, maybe not so much now, but high school was just high school to me. It was a lonely 4 years, but it was high school nonetheless. Mm-hmm. All right.
There it is. Number three, girlfriend. What it usually means is a regular female companion with whom a person has a romantic or sexual relationship. What it means to gay men, any of your female BFFs who ignorantly call you their GBF and or constantly ask you to go shopping with them. That's the wrong meaning. Girlfriend means a queen that you're calling it.
Yes.
Girlfriend.
Yes. It could be a positive or a negative.
A term of endearment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it as a term of endearment between gay men. That's it for me.
That's probably a better way of saying it.
All right. Number four, Sunday. What it usually means, the day of the week before Monday, often observed as a day of rest and religious worship. What it means to gay men, the fun day of the week before Monday, often observed as the last day of the week to work before your actual work week starts. See previous number one for work. So Sunday, I don't know. Maybe. I know for a lot of people, some people kind of use Sunday as like show tune Sunday or beer bus Sunday or you know, something like that. It does tend to become sort of a, you know, day of fun more so than others. You know, brunch on Sunday or whatever.
I understand. Yeah,
maybe.
All right. Yeah, let's continue with this order. Gary.
Number five, top. What it usually means, the highest or utmost point, part, or surface of something. What it means to gay men, the man who gives during intercourse as opposed to receiving, a.k.a. passes the lube.
No, it's not a.k.a. It's an emote.
Emotes. I don't care. I said a.k.a.
Okay. Pass the lube.
By the way, all of these have gifts with them, and some of them crack my ass up.
Like this one.
Yes, like this one, with a man who's like gyrating his crotch. It's quite funny.
I think that is... I don't know who that is. What's his name? Is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I think it's Justin Gordon-Levitt or... It's, and I forget the actor's name. I want to say his first name is Matthew, who played Will Schuster on Glee.
Oh, was it Matthew Morrison? Yeah, I think Matthew Morrison. It's possible. But anyway. Yeah, okay. Moving right along.
Number six, bottom. This usually means the point or part lowest. What it means to gay men. The brave man who receives during intercourse as opposed to giving. Power bottoms unite!
Okay. Now, this gif
is creepy.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
I don't know what... This has got to be from some movie.
It is. It's from... it's Universal Pictures is what the credit says. And I can't remember what movie it is. And I can't remember the name of the actor either at this moment.
I think that's Paul Rudd.
It is. But he is laying in bed, or on a bed, I should say, with a mirror held up to his hole and an iPhone in his right hand. apparently trying to take a picture of the reflection of his hole for some reason. Obviously, context is needed.
Kind of. Anyway. Anywho. So there's that. Flip-flop. A light sandal, typically of plastic or rubber, with a thong between the big and second toe. Flip-flop for gay men, the act of switching between topping and bottoming during intercourse. Cheers to being versatile.
I think it's funny that they used a gif of the gay couple from Modern Family.
Yeah. It's not a word I tend to... I don't use flip-flop. I tend to use versatile or verse.
Actually, I think it's more referring to, like, you've seen those things where it's like a flip-fuck.
Yes.
Well, okay. So for me, flip-fuck is the actual act. So, like, you know, one's, you know, pitching, one's catching, and then the sex session does not end, and they reverse roles.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's what I consider a flip-fuck. Flip-flop, however, to me, I don't know. Like, I think I'm going the direction you're talking about, Damon. Like, I don't really refer to it in this capacity.
Yeah.
I think more like the person has changed positions, but not sexual. Like, politically, they were a Republican conservative and now they're a liberal Democrat. Do you know what I mean? Like, they flip-flopped on an issue or something.
Yeah.
But I get what they're trying to say. No, I think for a gay man, it's a flip-flop is a light sandal, typically of rubber, plastic or rubber, with a thong between the big and second toe. It's a fashion statement. Of course, that's
the way. Flip-flop is something you don't wear because they're not very trendy or supportive. Sorry.
Well, explain that to all the girls I see running around in them without broken ankles.
I'm kidding. Okay, let's go to this next one because this gif is giving me life. Like,
slay. What it usually means to kill something in a violent way. For example, this is not on the page. Jeffrey, when he plays WoW, probably slays the boss or the big boss. However, what it means to gay men, to completely dominate something in an epic fashion, leaving the people around you utterly flabbergasted and unworthy of your presence.
I thought that was just kill. Like, you killed it.
Now, I think that's the more mainstream word. That's the more, like, heteronormative word. The slay is the gay one. Maybe.
I never have heard that.
Yeah. I've heard both.
I've heard both.
I think they go ahead, it goes either way. It's like first.
I've heard of people they're audience slayers or something like that. Because they kill at performances.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I think kill and slay are in the same category, but slay is a higher achievement level used in a more definitive but dramatic fashion.
Hmm.
You know, like, I made pancakes today, I killed it. As opposed to, bitch, I made an outfit out of pancakes, I slayed it.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next word. Moving on.
Wow. Okay. Rough crowd.
No. Well, I got shit to do. Come on, fuckers. Let's go. There's 19 words.
All right. Me.
Woof.
We don't need to discuss that one. We all know what that means.
What it means is the sound, the barking sound made by a dog. Like, unfortunately, Sonnet doesn't bark on cue, so I can make her say it. It means to a gay man. A term of endearment used in the gay community to describe someone who is hot, sexy, or fine. Like an excited puppy when he sees his master. Wait a minute. No, we don't. Well,
right. See, that's where I take it differently. I'm just going to disagree with the definition.
Yeah.
See, more of what a man would say would be, woof.
Yeah. Or woof. Or,
which I've always attributed with the bear woof community, not with just gay men in general.
Mm-hmm.
True. Okay, number 10, Queen. Of course I get this one.
it wasn't it designed means, that way. It just kind of ended up that way.
What it usually means, the female ruler of an independent state, especially one who inherits the position by right of birth. What it means to gay men, and flamboyant and sassy gay men, always fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Queen.
I love this gif of Alaska Thunderfuck. And the caption says, the best revenge is just to do better.
Yeah.
That's why she's a queen. Moving on. Number 11. Bear.
How apropos.
What it usually means. A large, heavy mammal that walks on the soles of its feet with thick fur and a very short tail. What it means to gay men, a classification of hairy gay man who has a large body type, like if John Goodman were gay, he'd totally be a bear.
That should be a sentence. Like if John Goodman was gay, he'd totally be a bear.
And didn't he play one in a TV show, a comedy?
Yeah, Normal, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although the what would have made this perfect would be what it usually means, a large heavy mammal that walks on the soles of his feet with thick fur and very short tail. What it means to gay men, a large heavy mammal that walks on the soles of his feet with thick fur and a bit very short and a beard.
Yeah. So, just changed like the last part of it.
Yeah, that would have made it like more funny.
Just all right. Bear. Bears go woof.
All right. Twinkie or twink. What it usually means, a small finger-shaped sponge cake with a white synthetic cream filling. It means to a gay man. A boyish-looking young
gay man. Just say it all over again.
A small figure-shaped sponge guy with a white synthetic cream filling. Okay, what the article says is a boyish-looking young gay man, usually found hairless in the wild by means of shaving and or using Nair all over their body.
I love that you're skipping the word attractive.
What word?
Attractive.
I don't see it there.
I just don't see it.
I just don't see it.
Oh.
So.
Anyway.
We've had our fun, I suppose.
Yes. There we go. Oh.
And kind of appropriate, you. I suppose.
Kind of appropriate. Number 13. Daddy. What it usually means. One's father are their oldest, best, or biggest example of something. Daddy, okay? Mm. What it means to a gay man. A typically older, financially established gay man, usually whom you'd like to have, like to be sexually involved with. Exhibit gay. Andy Cohen. Nice. I'm okay with that one. Andy Cohen, who I think is the guy in the picture or in the GIF.
I think a better example would be Tim Hooper.
Yes.
The same.
Yes. Tim Hooper.
Yes.
John Goodman
Andy
again.
Andy Cohen is probably the mainstream
yeah
identity of a gay daddy, so to speak.
established. I'm not sure I like the words financially established.
Yeah, it's not always true.
But, you know.
We'll go with
anyway.
It. We'll go with it for now.
Yes.
I think if you were going to say that, you should say that there's a, not an expectation, a presumption.
Yeah, maybe.
That because they're older that they're financially responsible, but we know that's not always the case.
Okay.
Si, senor.
Number 14, beard. I'm going to try to ignore the gif that makes me laugh. what it usually means, a growth of hair on the chin and lower cheeks of a man's face. What it means to gay men, a woman used as a cover to hide a closeted man's homosexuality.
What it means to a bear.
She is my beard.
What it means to a bear. A growth of hair on the chin or lower cheeks of a man's face. That usually adds to the sexiness of said bear.
Second sub definition for a bear, a great place that saves the flavor when you're eating ass.
Nice.
Just saying.
Ass. All right.
Next. Shade. Mm. What it means, a spot of darkness and coolness caused by shelter from direct sunlight. What it means to gay men, to insult or give attitude towards someone in a confident manner, usually thrown.
Shade is thrown.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Example comes out a lot.
The gif in this one is actually a really good example. When the person says, don't blame the photographer, blame your parents for bad DNA.
Ooh.
That's some shade.
Shady, shady.
But funny.
The library is open. Number 16, scruff. What it usually means. Adjective used to describe the facial stubble of a man on a man's face. See, beard. Pre-beard. Bear. What it means to gay men. A gay social networking app where other gay men to meet other gay men when Grindr just isn't working out anymore. Unlocks pictures.
That was kind
of damn. That was a little
okay, from reports, because Scruff is supposed to be the bear app, right?
One of the bear apps.
No, the bear app. It was like in what, Bear City 2? Mm. They were talking about Scruff. Right now, it's been invaded by other gay men that it wasn't originally intended for. And hence, we have Growler, which actually I think really just came out as competition because they didn't quite like Scruff or something like that, which is more of the bear social network.
Yeah.
So this definition is now accurate.
Like that Grindr. That is shady. Go BuzzFeed. Like, who wrote this part? Grindr. I'm not getting anything. Oh, look, there's Scruff. Let me get on there.
Well, I think Scruff came about because men got annoyed. Well, Johnny, who created Scruff, has said he wasn't finding the type of men that he was attractive to. So he created Scruff, which turned into this like expectation that that's where the real men are, meaning like they have, you know, body hair and facial hair. And then, of course, you know, Coley in the bear community was kind of like, that's fine that we have Grindr and Scruff, but fuck you bitches, because like, you know. There are curvy big boys who would like their own space. So he made his own app.
And I think Growler has ended up being the more popular of the bear community.
Correct.
Yeah.
Probably because more bears like more curvy men. Something like that.
Yep. 17. Family. What it usually means. A group of people who are related to each other. Whether you like it or not. What it means to gay men. Terminology used to refer to anyone else who is also gay. Much like Olive Garden, where you're queer, you're family.
Oh.
That was a really cut. Boo.
Whoa. Yeah. 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 I like that one.
Okay. This next one, I'm going to do slight modification because it's incomplete. It says what the article says, bye. A term used when parting from people or used at the end of a conversation. The correct terminology is bye, Felicia. This is a term used prior to walking away from a conversation in an aggressive manner where you literally just can't anymore. Usually with a talk to the hand,
yeah,
and sort of thing. Although a lot of the times I've pretty much done talk to the elbow because you're not worth the extension.
Damn.
So.
Right, so I will say
the correct thing is bye, Felicia. So the usual term is the term used when parting with Felicia, or used at the end of a conversation with Felicia.
I will say this. I think this list is already dated, even though it's only a year old.
Hmm.
Because I think when it was written, bye was more popular than by Felicia, which has really, I think, come to prominence in this year in 2015.
Yeah.
Although, hasn't been around for a long time.
By Felicia? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It came from...
the movie Friday.
Correct.
So I think it's totally pertinent that was outdated when it was written. Anyways, moving on. Damon.
Okay. The last one. Number 19. Out. What it usually means, not at home or at one's place of work. Out to lunch, for example. What it means to gay men, having your sexuality finally known to everyone in your life, giving you the freedom to finally become true to yourself.
Aww, that's so sweet.
And it wraps up our show in a nice little blanket.
Yay! So, happy National Coming Out Day. Hope if you are just coming out and we're not aware of some of this terminology, that you have learned something. So you better work it since you are now out of high school. But girlfriend, Sunday, you'll find the top and bottom and flip-flop.
Oh, my God.
The sleigh and find that woof guy. But queen, find that bear and ignore that twink. Daddy's got a beard that will give you shade. It's great scruff. And just say hi, family. And anybody hate, say bye, Felicia, because you are out.
There you go.
There we go.
Write that again. That's
going to give you a 9 out of 10 on that.
Yeah.
See? It was
you
close.
You were doing so good. And then you had that one stumble.
Yeah. Nice so little stumble.
The Russian judge is going to fuck you over with a 4 score. Screw them.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I was highly impressed.
Yes. So guess what you get to do? That's the introduction to this episode.
Oh, fuck.
That is the synopsis.
I'm going to have to reel it. Oh, I'm just going to cut it out of the show. Just copy paste.
Yes.
And that will be the beginning of the show.
Because that was brilliant. Yeah. That was brilliant. Okay. All right. Gay.
Yeah. That was
totally buffed. Mm-hmm. So gay.
Where were we? Oh, we were doing this. Awesome for you. Awesome for you. Awesome for you. Awesome. I like chocolate, too.
Oh, I wish this would load faster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for it to load. Bear with me.
Yeah, you'll see what I mean.
Well, it's a series of images. That's why it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Damien's computer, especially.
Yeah.
Well, instead of being just one picture, it's what, like 4?
5.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6.
6. 6.
Oh, you like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that tongue.
Look at that tattoo.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, and look at that ass. There we go.
Uh-huh.
And those thighs, Gary, thighs.
I know. I see them thighs and I see them calves. I'm not.
You're not blind.
Yeah.
Thick thighs make the dick rise, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very handsome man. I will. That is, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And reblogging.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I even need to say anything.
No. Thank you for loving the chocolate. And thank you for sharing the chocolate. There we go.
Yeah, really, because we know how much he's, like, you know, very specific about what he likes.
This is a nice dark chocolate.
Mm. Anyway, moving right along.
the entire audience now, this is what you need to do. To understand anything of what we were talking about, you need to now go to CubsOutLoud.com, find episode number 334, which, if you're listening to this right away, it should be right at the top. And scroll down to the I'll tumble for you section, and you will just click the link that says I like chocolate too, and
you go to cubsoutloud.tumblr.com.
Yeah, and all these
scroll back.
Yeah, because I'll probably get all of these on the link today. Mm. Anyway, so mine.
So flustered from this.
I am a little flustered.
Chocolate. That was really good chocolate, wasn't it?
That was some really good chocolate.
That was some hot chocolate.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any more puns? Anyone? Okay.
It was deep, dark, sweet chocolate?
Yeah. Boom, boom. Thank you, Gary. I'm just going to look at my phone for a second.
Is it Swiss chocolate?
I don't think it's Swiss.
How do you know? He might be international. And anyway, I already closed the picture. I wasn't paying attention. Is it cut or uncut chocolate?
I don't think
it actually shows. There was no penis. There was butt, though.
There's a nice butt.
No penis, just butt.
So it's all you can eat chocolate?
Okay, Damon, what do you
think? Damon hates me now.
Anyway.
I think we debarked Damon. Anyways.
Okay. Damon. So mine is called Closet. In honor of Coming Out Day. It's a man in his closet. It's a daddy bear in his closet. It's a tatted daddy bear in his closet. So
it looks adorable.
Yeah. I don't know if it's his closet. I don't care if it is or isn't. It's, you know. It looks like he's adjusting himself, which is all fine with me. But, you know, nice thick daddy in a closet.
Yay!
Yeah, mine's simple. Handsome daddy bear.
Mine's simple, too. It's just chocolate. Anyways, you know, it's like, it's just daddy.
Daddy. Ah, okay.
We'll be coming out of that closet soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little less clothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's fine with that. We can Let's come off really easily.
We're good. Yeah.
Let's come off very easily. Anyway.
Cute.
Gary,
what do you got?
I have... Dun-da-da! I call it flannel and jeans coming out. 'Tis the season, as we say. It is fall, autumn. And we have... this Ernest Hemingway related looking salt and pepper bear with jeans, a button fly, suspenders, a flannel shirt that's actually like got a long sleeve gray hoodie type t-shirt underneath it and hat. And he is reaching inside them drawers.
Mm-hmm.
To pull something out. I wish this was a series of photos and we got to see what's coming next.
It's so you're just, wanting to see what's
such a tease.
It is.
Mountain man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like a little cigarillo in his mouth. Of some sort.
Cigarillo?
It's
Yeah, like a hand rolled mini cigar or something.
Yeah. I think they're called cigarillos, not cigarellos. There's an I.
Yeah, whatever. Potato, potato.
Thank you, Damon.
Anyways, moving on into our links. I want to pimp a cute cartoon by an adorable guy named Brian Steele. He does, which is called AJ Magus. It's a little boy with his mastiff dog causing trouble. So it's kind of like Calvin and Hobbes-ish, if you want some sort of comparison. Hmm. And, but his parents are two guys.
Huh.
A big old muscle bear and a little skinnier guy, but not bad looking at all. They're an adorable couple trying to raise this rambunctious kid. And it's just adorable. And you can see all their comics and everything. Just kind of search through their... I linked their Tumblr where he's posting everything. He's also got a Facebook page and a Patreon.
Huh.
You can give him so much, like $1 a month or something, and while he's doing these comics.
So I just
haven't taken a look at all the rewards for the Patreon, but
yeah,
it's pretty cool. And I'm actually kind of excited about now that I know there's Patreon, I might have to pop in a few bucks because they're so good.
Yeah.
And I really like it. And Brian, it's Brian and his partner Simon do it, and they're adorable. I think they actually have a kid themselves, so it's probably from personal experience. Check it out, AJ Magus.
Huh. This is actually kind of cute. I'm looking at some.
I know, right?
Yeah. I like that it's very interesting. Got this big, burly guy and his buddy is, his husband, or I'm assuming cousin. I don't know. Are they married?
It's not clear whether they're married or not.
It doesn't matter.
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Hell no, it doesn't. I'm just disappointed that there like isn't an X-rated version.
Oh, come on. Although there's that one.
The story's about the kid, not the parents are just there.
Whatever.
And sometimes the funny part is their reactions too.
Yeah.
What the kid is up to. Like, he goes, "Dad, can I have this box? This empty a cardboard box?" And the dad goes, "Sure. Hey, I used to play with in cardboard boxes when I was a kid as well. It's so cute." You go into the other room. Magus is kind of got like a construction hat on, looking at some plans, and you've got all this. It's like they're taking building a cardboard fort really seriously.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool. It's funny. Anyways, that's my pick. Yay!
Cool. I like it. I may have to start following it.
You should. You should actually follow him on Facebook, too.
And look at that. There's a Facebook link right there. Ha, ha, ha. And
I actually follow him.
Oh.
Actually, you should actually... you probably can look back and actually find where I reblogged because they were trying to get people to vote for, like, best comic or something like that. On a thing, and I was like pushing for everybody to vote because I love it. I love that comic strip. So,
I did vote for it, even though I wasn't familiar with it. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, oh, I get it totally. Like,
cool.
A boy and his dog with hot dads. Got it.
There you go.
Exactly.
Anyways, easy peasy.
Damon.
I did not have a pick.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I guess I wasn't watching very carefully.
No, but I do.
Gary.
I have two, as a matter of fact. The first one, real simple. Ms. Janet Jackson has a brand new album that came out at the beginning of the month called Unbreakable. There are two links. One is for Amazon. One is for iTunes. Go get it.
I'm going to change that link, but that's okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
No one's going to know.
I understand. If you are an Amazon Prime subscriber and you use the Amazon Music app, you can stream it and through the app download it to a device like I did to my iPad for free.
In the app.
In the app itself. But if you actually want to own a copy of it, you can buy a digital copy or you can buy the CD. Which I highly recommend because this is, to me, it seems like a good mix of her career of music. There's some great stuff on there. Some dancey type tracks and some other stuff. And yeah, she got it. She got it going on. She's doing it. And already, Mr. Rock Cub and Ronnie have seen her in concert, and loved it. And some other folks I know down in Orlando. Well, I was in New Orleans, went and saw her at the Amway Center in Orlando. People are just, they're enjoying it. So,
yeah, I only heard one song so far from it, and that made me want to get the whole CD.
So I think it speaks to the fact that she's a good artist, like well-rounded, that you're going to trust, you're going to spend the $9.99 or $15 or whatever it is for the entire album, no matter which format you get it in, because you trust that the whole thing is going to be good. As opposed to, I think there's a lot of artists right now where you're kind of like, well, like, you know, I'll get a song, I'll get the single.
Yeah, that's my thing for a lot of the artists that I'm like a big fan of. So like Janet, Miss Jackson, and Garbage. I'll just, oh, you got a new album coming out? I'll get the entire thing. I don't care what's on it. It's mine.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah.
I bought it. I went to iTunes about it. We'll have an iTunes link for those people who specifically want it.
Yeah. And then my second pick ties back to what I was talking about earlier at the top of the show. Mm. And it's the company that I bought my kilt through. They're called Kilted Brothers, which is, if you're just listening, you don't go to the website. The website is, their website is Kilted, KiltedBros.com, like Kilted Bros, .com. And the guys are really nice to get along with. I met them in person. That's who I ordered my custom kilt through. On the website, they have a section under shopping called Scratch and Dent, which are items, mostly kilts that are like for sale due to some reason. My guess is most likely it was a kilt that was made to be sold, either custom made or in like they have them when they like when they did the bar event, they had a whole selection you could buy right then and there. But like if it's a size that's not necessarily particular to what people are looking for, that type of thing. And they also have a couple other random items thrown in there.
Like shirts and stuff.
Yeah. Well, the shirts is a new line of stuff that they're doing. That are embroidered with like, you know, like cocksucker or pig or trade or different stuff. But like there's like a Bengals jersey in there, I think. There's a couple of random items, which as much as I know of, the stuff is, you know, in mint condition. It's just something that they have that they kind of want to offload.
Well, like, for example, there's like a 44 by 29 kilt, which I'm assuming is probably just something happened to it, you know.
Right. Yeah. So but for those that are not aware, the way they take care of their kilts and measurement, the larger one is the waist, and then the other one is the inseam. And kilts should come to the top of the knee or at the knee, like mid knee or whatever. So if that's what you're kind of interested, like when I tried one on, they had one that fit me for the waist, but it was way too long because I'm short. So, you know, it was like down to my calves. And everybody was like, you look great in that. And I'm like, no, I don't.
No.
So.
No.
Yeah. So knowing what your size is and stuff can be kind of helpful.
And if you're looking to see if your family can buy you one of these for Christmas, no. Don't link up the site.
Yeah. All the models are real people that live in the area. Probably about a third of them I know personally, which is why I wanted to get acquainted with them, because they're all members of the like bear sort of leather community. And they don't have just what I call typical kilts. They also do have a fun bunch of kilts that are kind of, I don't know what I want to call them, trade specific.
They have a purple kilt. My friend Ben is going to love that. Hold the phone.
Oh, yeah. They got tons of selections for fabrics. I already told the cubs that one of them I know very specifically will want to buy the one kilt that has the reflective material in it. He doesn't know what it has in it. But, hey, Vince, if you're listening to the show, there you go.
The fireman's kilt, probably.
Yeah.
Oh.
Emergency services.
That's kind of awesome.
And now, the other good thing is they're good Nicholas is good about, and Jefferson, the owners, they're good about customizing. So especially if you meet them in person, like I'm having some specific things done and I was asking questions about like the cargo style versus the tartan, like why they're cut the way they are, the accessories or whatever you want to call it. Like, for instance, the cargo ones all have snaps, where the tartan ones have like a buckle. And so they come in different finishes, and that's what I mean by customizing. So like I was asking for something specific, and Nick's checking on it to see if he can get it for me. And if he can't, then there's like I have a option B. But the other thing I love about it is we're going to do what they call a virtual Skype fitting session. So he already has my dimensions. He measured me in person, but when he gets the material ready and they're going to have it made, and they're going to do the button snaps and stuff. And I'm having an extra thing done to it. He's going to put it live up on cam in a one-on-one session, and we're going to talk about where I want specific things.
Mm.
So that's what I like about that. They're being very much of a customer service orientation. Like they want people to enjoy their product line and that kind of stuff. And their stuff is not expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an investment, but it's not like, you know, buying a new TV.
Yeah,
kind of investment.
It's basically what you would expect for a kilt,
right?
You know, not necessarily cheap, but not like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, it's not going to. You're not spending like arm and leg for a whole bunch of stuff.
Now you really could spend some serious money when it comes to the leather ones. They have two different leather ones from the looks of it. They have a vegan and then they have a genuine leather, and it's how the material is made, obviously. But those get up in the hundreds, but the rest of them are usually under $100 a piece.
Yeah, and under 100 is like 99.
Right.
And 79.
Or 79. The cargo ones go for more than the tartan ones. So there's something also I want to talk about. In terms of the prints for the tartan ones, Nick has been working super hard on getting one that represents the Bear Pride colors.
Hmm.
They're on their third or fourth iteration of the print. If you look through the combinations or the prints or whatever, you'll kind of see if you pay close enough attention.
Tartan.
Right. That's the newest one, but it's not good enough to what Nick wants.
Huh.
When I saw it in person, he was showing it to me and I got what he was going for. When you saw like what the first one was and how that was definitely not right. And then the second one, and now they're on the third one. He was showing me on his phone, on his iPhone. He's like, hey, here's the print. The manufacturer's just like said to me today, they think they got it right. And he showed it to me and he's like, but I've got to see it in person. He's like, once I get it in my hands, the fabric, then I can say yes or no that they finally got the print done right, the fabric. Mm. Then I'll have some made. So that's why I went with a cargo to start. Because when I see them, I will hopefully the next time I see them get to see the actual fabric and then make the determination if I'm going to get the tartan kilt as well done in the Bear Pride colors. So.
Yeah. Huh. There you go.
Neat. They have they also do shirts. And I think what's kind of cool is the Kilton Brothers custom embroidered shirts.
And then they have sporins and stuff like that. It's very nice.
Hmm. I can't afford anything that's on here. Well, probably some scratch and dent, but still.
Cool.
And the sporins, if you look through them, there's one called the bear paw, which is awesomely done. Instead of being embossed, it's actually like a cutout with a second color behind it.
Sweet.
So like in the image that they use, the bear paw is red, but I did ask Nick if they could change it. And he said, yeah, he said, we can customize it if you want.
Wow. They are not shy. there's a lot of like random, like near nudity on this site. I was like, oh, whoa. Okay.
They actually,
this is one of the reasons why I said, if you want to buy one, don't have your family go buy one for you.
Right. Like I was going to tell Jeffrey to tell his family like to go together to get him one for Christmas, but they don't want to look at the website.
Yeah.
Most likely. Now I will say this. They are not shy about their promotions and stuff. They did a Periscope show last week, I think it was, from when we're recording. Their Periscope account got closed down.
Oh, wow.
They were doing a kilt model fashion show. They were taking pictures. They were doing stuff, and they were like live streaming it through the Periscope service, which is tied to Twitter. And they posted on their Facebook page that they lost their Periscope account, that it's actually been closed down. And most likely, everyone's presuming that somebody reported it for nudity.
Ah.
And yes, technically, I'm sure by one of the things that they have that they use when you see them live in person selling, they have an air blower that sits on the ground. So everybody gets the Marilyn Monroe treatment.
Oh, nice.
With a kilt. So if they were using that during the model show, you know, if they were pulling it up to show thigh and, you know, to be cutesy and sexy and all that, I could see where some, I'll be honest, asshole reported them. And so consequently, they lost that. So I think if they're going to do any of that stuff in the future, they've got to find the right service for the streaming and stuff. Like, obviously not YouTube, but maybe something else.
Like Chatterbait.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a couple
No reaction to my suggestion?
No, I kind of like the idea. I like the idea of a Chatterbait session.
Well, I agree. I like it, but I'm concerned that Chatterbait might have a clause about commercial usage.
Good point.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Don't worry about it right now.
But Sonnet's hungry.
Yeah. Well, that's the show, I think, right?
Yeah, that's the show. We're done.
Yay! Anyways,
you know, there's plenty of ways to contact us. You can pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com, we'll be coming on the blog. We also have links to everything right there. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. Love to hear from you. Dirty messages or otherwise, it doesn't matter.
You know what?
Voice.
This is going out to Bruce, real quick. Bruce, leave us a message, because I love hearing you talk.
Unfortunately, it's international, but it's 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL talk.
Plus one.
Yeah, see, right here.
But if he calls via Google Voice, I don't know if he would get charged for that.
I don't know.
Well, you might be right. I think the rates to the United States are free.
Interesting. Something to think about, Bruce.
No, here. I'm going to pull up my phone here. And dang, it's 361-265-8255. Call. I'm going to put it on the speaker.
To access your account, please enter your PIN, followed by the pound key.
Okay, we're having problems. Never mind. you can go to Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, google.com/plus cubsoutloud. Join us on the Bear Underground, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Also, please pop over to iTunes, give us a review, 5-star, 4-star, or whatever. We'll read it on the show. We appreciate that very much, and allows other people to find us as well. Also, stitcherradio.net, give us a thumbs up there. I think it's .net. Newbies.com. Anyway, Stitcher Radio. It's a nice app for your phones for streaming. Give us a thumbs up there. Also, leave us a review. Appreciate that very much. You can find me anywhere on the internet. It's Box.box, PuppyBox, GubBox, something or other.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear401, Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and also Nomad Cub on FetLife.
And I'm pretty much known as GearBear73 anywhere that there's an internet connection. What?
Ho.
See you later, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one.
I love you, Gary.
Oh. Now you want to kiss up to my ass. I see how it is.
I'm not kissing up. I'm just
throwing some shade.
I'm just throwing shade. That's all it is. I love you. Like my luggage.
Well, Lord knows you love your luggage because you got a lot of it.
Baggage.
Oh no, girl, you got luggage. You would not have baggage. It may not be Louis Vuitton, but you got luggage.
Nice. Thank you. Mean it.
I'm gonna stop recording now.
Yay.